While the U.S. hopes it never again suffers a mass shooting like last week's in Connecticut, violence is all too common for some children. Kids in certain Milwaukee neighborhoods are familiar with the sound of gunfire and with losing the people they love. We sat down to talk with several students here who have lived amid violence. This afternoon, Dracon Robinson is not thinking about violence. The 12-year-old is at an after-school program playing pool, something he's become good at, and he's showing a younger boy the ropes.
You got the socks, you got all these colors.
But Dracon has witnessed gun violence in his young life, including at a place you'd hope a child would feel safe.
One morning, I was at my grandma's house, and it was around the corner, and one day we heard gunshots, and then my grandma told us to get on the ground, and then the people ran around the corner, ran up the alley, and it was gunshots, and we seen a person got shot, and he died.
Dracon is not alone. I sat down with him and a few other students who spend their evenings at the youth center sitting on a hill on Milwaukee's Near West Side. I asked if violence affects their lives, and each shared stories. Crystal Richardson and Keewon Riley are both 15 years old. Anthony Bennett is 16.
Not too long ago, I was at my friend's house. We were just on the porch, and then we heard some shots. And then you just saw a whole bunch of police cars, and it's sad because it's a church right there.
One morning, I was at my sister's house. I was woken up by gunshots, and I know who they were shooting at. It was like outside the house. They drove by, got out, and shot at the house. Somebody ran in, and then they came back again.
Last night, I was just walking my dog, and like this dude walked up to me, and like I guess he had something in his hand. He had something silver. I don't know what he had, because he yelled like, "Who was that?" And I turned around like, "Huh?" And he's like, "Oh, never mind." Ran off. So I guess if I wouldn't have said nothing, he probably would have thought it was somebody else. Yeah.
12-year-old Dracon shares what his grandmother told him after they heard gunfire.
She said people like that, they don't care about each other. They don't even care about themselves. And people who does that, they don't achieve nothing in life. Mm.
The other three say their parents have offered advice on staying safe.
People hang around with, don't be cooling with the people who do the bad stuff. Just stick with the positive, not the negative.
And whenever you go somewhere, like, always be aware of your surroundings. Like, know where everything is at. Know the environment. Like, know what type of area it is. So you can be, like, precautious about how you go anywhere.
Especially,
you know,
walking around with headphones in your ears. I do that a lot.
Caught you off guard.
There's a chilling moment in the conversation when I ask the kids what they would do if threatened. Keewon responds that he might get a gun, but would definitely summon reinforcements.
If somebody after me, I'll get my family. That's people I can trust close with.
And then you'll tell your family or bring your family into the mess.
They will have to. That's family. Like, why not? Like,
but what if the mess goes up to something else? Like something else? Involving shooting or whatever.
Then we will be shooting.
And then what if somebody in your family gets shot?
They get shot. That's how we're going to stay beefing. That's like, you kill my family, I will kill your family. Then we just going to stay beefing. I'm not lying. Like,
at least you're truthful.
That's how you feel, Keewon.
Yeah. That's how you feel.
Staff overhear Keewon's comment and are glad Crystal questioned his logic. A few minutes later, after the students return to their homework and other activities, the adults tell me that the 15-year-old boy's comments are common for someone new to the youth center, but after time, they usually change. Norma Ballantyne is with the local group Safe and Sound. It runs anti-violence programs.
If you live with that on a daily basis and that's all you are confronted with, it's hard to see yourself in another place, in another future. And that's why you hear some young people say, you know, they don't expect to live beyond, you know, their teens, or they don't expect to grow up. Well, it's because they've seen so much violence around them that they think it's probably going to touch me as well.
Ballantyne says it's essential to help kids dream of the life they want and plot ways to get there. The message and positive activities the center offers seem to have influenced 16-year-old Anthony. He's participated in anti-gang efforts and community outreach.
It gave us a chance to, like, help out a lot towards the community, and like basically for those who's going to college, which is all of us, we could put that on our resumes and colleges will be attracted to that.
College will come soon for Anthony. He's on a course to graduate early from high school and plans to head to college a year from now. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.